This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 your portal for up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being.
Sponsored by Thorn Harbour Health. Thornharbour.org.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy, and I'm joined in the studio tonight by my friend and colleague, Claire Noon. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Renee. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure having you on the show here tonight. I have been waiting for an excuse to get you on here for quite some time.
Yeah, I think a few people at Thorn Harbour asked me on my first day to come on the show about 18 months ago, so I have been resisting.
They could see your confidence and how much you like to talk.
Could they?
No. It is almost holiday season, and I'm very excited about that because I'm taking some leave.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah,
girl.
3 weeks.
It's very important to take leave, and we will talk about that on the show tonight. Mm. It's almost holiday season or Christmas, depending on how you celebrate.
The time is now.
The time is now. Yeah. I would like to ask you some advice, though, on a more serious note tonight, on how our community can stay safe and healthy throughout the holiday season, Claire.
Yeah, I think this is a very important topic to discuss, and we don't often think about how Hallmark holidays can affect us, and you know, this time of the year is fraught with them.
Hallmark holidays, TM, is that another Claire trademark?
Yes.
Yay. Yeah, no, definitely. And I think we endure this stuff as we get older, and we don't always reflect upon how much it can damage us. Mm. And so I think it's really important for us to talk about that tonight on the show. And I guess we'll go and play a wee song now and come back and introduce you properly and talk about what you do at Thorn Harbour.
Looking forward to it.
So Claire, would you please kindly tell our listeners what you do at Thorn Harbour Health?
I'm a case manager within the alcohol and other drugs team that sort of sits underneath the counselling and support program, so with general counselling and the family violence team.
Yeah. So you probably see a lot of trends around this time of year in the kind of work that you do.
Yeah, yeah. Not only is it Christmas, but it's also summertime. So, you know, people are sort of out and about and enjoying themselves more frequently than they would be in the wintertime.
And holiday season can bring up a lot of stuff, huh?
Yeah, it can bring up a lot of past traumas for folks in the community.
Yeah. So I guess first up, it's probably important that we discuss taking a break. We were both mentioning earlier on about how we're taking some time off work over the holidays, which is extremely important for everyone's mental and physical well-being. So, let's talk a bit about that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's important, you know, if you are employed or working or volunteering in some capacity to take some time off. If you're studying or, you know, you're in between jobs or working on creative projects, taking some time to recharge, to reset your batteries, because it's going to be a very busy time where you're visiting people. You could be visiting people, family, friends, lots of parties and things like that happening. So it's important to, you know, set aside some time for some self-care.
Yeah, and for different people that can look like very different things, and for some people taking a break might mean lying around watching TV for 3 weeks. For other people it might mean going away somewhere. Yeah. So I think it's about assessing yourself, what it is that you see as taking a break, and making sure you allow yourself that, because no workplace is going to appreciate you for not taking holidays.
No, you can't be the best you that you can be unless you look after yourself.
Yeah. So what are some things that people can do for self-care, Claire?
Hi, self-care Claire here. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I've always wanted to say that.
Well, you know you've got that out of your system. Can you tell us some things that people can do for self-care?
Some people like routine, you know, exercise, reading, cooking, spending time with your pets, walking, music, art, solitude, socializing, or any activity that nurtures your soul and recharges your batteries, pretty much.
Self-care can be really look really different for me. Excuse me. Like some days, self-care for me is being in big social environments and being around friends. Other days, it's being on my own. Sometimes it's exercise, other times it's getting a massage. So I think depending on how you're feeling at the time, self-care can also look really different. And yeah, it's have a listen to your body and listen to your mind and,
yeah, definitely.
And do those things that make you feel good. So what did you say you do for self-care, Claire?
I spend time with my kitty cat, Miss Marples.
You just got a baby cat,
your
didn't
baby
you, doll?
Kitty. I've also just started puzzling as well. And I also like listening to podcasts and singing and teaching myself how to play the harmonica occasionally.
Cute. Yeah, speaking of playing with your pussy, self-care, masturbation's great.
It is.
It's really good
it's
for
lovely.
You. It's very good for you. I'm a big advocate for that. Advocate for that. So yeah, self-care, very important, listeners. Make sure that you are taking some time out over these holidays, having some self-care, and yeah, nobody's going to thank you for staying at work the whole way over the holidays.
Hit the refresh button.
Time to stop.
Yeah.
Hammer time. Hey, Claire.
Yes, Renee.
What if someone just has really tried to work out what it is that is self-care for them, but they really just don't know?
Yeah. It's a journey trying to figure out what you like to do for yourself and how you're going to be mindful with that. But the great thing about Melbourne is there's so many free events that you can try. There's ACME. You can go down and see some of the museums, movies, things like that. There's also Meetups, which is a fantastic app that you can download, and there's a queer section. So there could be, you know, queer yoga, boot camps, book clubs, lots of different things that you may not have even thought of before.
Yeah, and I've seen recently online that Unicorns have a free fitness workshop that you can go to weekly. I think that's on a Monday.
Yeah, on a Monday. Is it Edinburgh Gardens?
I think so. Look, we will come back with more information on that. We'll hit the Google. But yes, there are lots of really cute queer things going on that don't cost any money. And it's medically proven that exercise does release endorphins and does make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Whether you like to exercise or not, I think it's good to realize that being physical doesn't always look like going to a gym.
No. And a lot of the times when we do group fitness, everyone is feeling as uncomfortable and nervous as you are in that moment. And the great thing about Unicorns is it's so inclusive and you can go there and anyone at any ability can move their body and feel good while doing it.
Yeah, exactly. What if people don't really like physical exercise, Claire?
I'm a big fan of book clubs, but you know, you can also do video gaming, TV nights with friends, that kind of thing. If you wanted to get people together, you can kind of watch things or read things or play games that exercise your mind a little bit more than your body.
Yeah. Well, this really is food for thought, Claire. Thank you. You're listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. And I'm joined tonight with Claire Noon, who works in the counselling and support programs team at Thorn Harbour Health. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Still here?
Still here.
Thank the Lord. Because I don't have a lot on this topic and we need to talk about family time in holiday season. It's a very big part of holiday season.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it can cause a lot of stress and discomfort for many queer people.
And I guess lots of queer people haven't got great history with family due to, you know, their coming out experiences and whatnot.
And, you know, family time often means going back to your hometown or to your childhood home. And people around that you went to school with, you can regress into adolescence, into the person that you might have been back then, and forget about the self-reliant adult that you've become.
Yeah, for sure. And like I literally just mentioned to Matt when I seen him there when we were talking about doing this show, how kind of weird it is when you go back to your family home and you're sleeping in this like childhood single bed, and it's all a bit strange and it's not healthy.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the parental figures in your life have these expectations that you will behave the same way that you did the last time you lived there.
Yeah, that you're still a kid and they need to understand that you're not a kid anymore. Sorry, dolls. As much as they still want you to be.
Cut the cord, Mum.
Yeah, cut the cord. I know you've kept this room like a shrine of me, but I am not that person anymore.
Let's redecorate.
my room whenever I was a kid, I thought I was being real alternative, and I painted the walls lilac.
Wow.
What color was my hair up until quite recently, doll?
A lilac.
Yeah. Loved a lilac doll. Anyway, when I go back to the home, it's still got the lilac walls.
Do you just like blend in?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Camouflage, like a little chameleon. That's pretty much the opposite of my experience when I go home. There is nothing chameleon-like about me. But yes, regardless of how good your relationship is with your family, it's really common to feel this way.
Definitely. And you know, like, you know how much milk you need on your cereal.
Yeah, as much as your parents might think otherwise.
Yeah.
You got this shit. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people in our community still don't have really great, honest relationships with their families, and this can be quite tough.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of queer people don't have families that they can communicate with, or it's safe for them to do so, and that's okay. There's no shame in removing yourself from people who re-traumatize you. That's not your shame to hold, and that's totally fine.
So what you're talking about is if someone has disconnected themselves from their blood family or whatnot, that's okay.
That's totally fine. Yeah. If that's what you need to do to keep yourself safe and moving forward and flourishing in your life, then go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Families are and can be so triggering, mm-hmm. huh? And they hold on to stuff. They hold on to stuff so much more about each other than you would with your friends.
Yeah, definitely.
We're really good, though, are we, community, at building our own families, our chosen families, who take care and support each other and, you know, like, take on family-like roles with one another.
Definitely.
Yeah, which I do a lot, and it makes me very happy to do so. It's very cute. So, Claire, if our listeners plan on going home for the holidays, what are some things that they can do to plan for this?
Knowing what their boundaries are, know where the line is, the way you might remove yourself from a conversation or from the dinner table or from socializing with family, knowing what you will and won't tolerate from people is really important.
That's basically what boundaries are, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Physical and mental boundaries.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Mm. And what are your self-care, like, or think about what kind of self-care strategies you might employ if you are going to stay with family for a few days or for a few weeks or for a period of time. What are some of the things that you can do? That might mean hiring a car or driving to an event and not drinking alcohol so that you can leave earlier if you need to, or organising a catch-up with friends after your family Christmas lunch so that you have somewhere that you can go afterwards.
Yeah, or just not staying in your family home at all.
If that's possible, yeah.
Yeah, if you can afford it and there's a hotel or a motel or an Airbnb down the road, having your own space is important. And I've had experiences where I've taken partners home and we've had to sleep in separate rooms.
Ooh.
I'm talking within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And that, I realized that I didn't really voice my boundaries then, and that didn't make either of us feel very good.
Yeah.
And so if I was to redo that now, I wouldn't stay at all. I would say, unless I can stay with my partner, I am not doing this. I was 32 years of age at the time. That's not good for anyone.
And some of us have families that we might need to go home to visit for, and we have to stay. It could be interstate, it could be overseas, it could be hours drive, and you don't have the finances to book an Airbnb. But think about the strategies that you can employ to get some time out. Like, is there a dog that you can take for a walk? Who are your allies within the family that can support you if you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable, or if someone's asking questions that you don't want to answer?
You mean like siblings and
siblings, or an auntie, or like a kooky uncle, or you know, someone like that. You know, go for a nap, read a book. If the parental bodies have expectations of you spending a lot of time with them, you might need to really nourish those moments where you can spend time with yourself.
Yeah, and I know one of the strategies I always put into place when I'm at home is, you know, they always want to watch like really shit TV, and I'm like, can we put on a movie at least? And so then you're kind of not trapped watching absolute crap on TV, and or having to have these long drawn out conversations that go all day. I think this is all really great. We will take a quick break and play a song, and we will be back to talk more about staying healthy over the holidays.
Yay!
So before the break, we discussed strategies for being around family during the holidays. I certainly know my time limit around family is approximately 1 week at a time before I need a break. And, you know, my family live in quite an isolated place in the middle of nowhere up a mountain in Northern Ireland. And so now whenever I'm there, I like to hire a car so I can get out of there and have time out and go and see my friends. Because I used to have to rely on the parents to drive me everywhere, to drive me to train stations because they lived so far away from everything. And I felt powerless. I felt completely out of control, which is really not a good time for me.
Yeah, yeah. I personally spend the holidays with my family of choice, and that can be overwhelming at times. I'm quite lucky that I have access to a car there when I go and visit them. They live interstate in a bit of a remote area. So I have a car that I can go down to the beach. I can get some time to myself, and they know me pretty well, and they know that that's what I like to do. And you know, it can be overwhelming as well because I'm not in my own environment, and I still get micromanaged while making my annual Christmas cheesecake.
And you live on your own as well, Claire. Yeah. So it would be quite a change for you to be going into that environment with all of those people who think they know best for you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, they're a wonderful, supportive family, totally, and you love them. But everyone has their limits and everyone has their boundaries. And we don't owe our family our mental health.
No.
Well, yeah, my parents have a lot of expectations around when we come home spending quality time with them. And their idea of quality time is sitting watching TV.
Fun.
And I didn't even own a TV until I moved into where I live right now. I don't watch TV. I'm not interested in it. I find that I take on too much from what's on TV, and it's not good for me. So I don't watch TV, and I end up spending all this time watching like really trashy UK omnibus
Say Yes
soap,
to the Dress,
soap opera shite. I think, you know, reflecting on those things and realizing how much they don't make you feel good is very important.
And, you know, going home and being a queer Melbourneite, our image, you know, the image that people think that we have, you know, our family expect us to be party gals and ready to entertain and to always be on, and sometimes, you know, we just want to chill. Like, my bonus dad calls me Cosmopolitan Claire, but I don't think he realizes how much I sleep.
You love to sleep,
doll. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing, you know, that is quite funny to experience is my brother is usually home at the same time as me, my twin brother, and he's always been really good at being boundaried in those spaces. Like, he will take himself off and he will just spend time in his room, but you know, the parents' reaction would always be, well, he's not being very sociable, sitting in his room the whole time. Is he okay in there? And in fact, he was probably more okay than I was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think now I look back at that and I'm like, oh, he was actually just being really good at caring for himself and taking himself out of those
situations. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think, you know, just remembering however long you are going home for, it's not forever. And you will be leaving and you will be returning to this wonderful life that you have, you know, with all of its kinks in it anyway, but you'll be getting home to your friends and you can debrief with them, and everyone is in the same position when they go home to their family.
Yeah, definitely. I always find it really funny the expectations that my family put on me because I'm the extroverted one. So, you know, if people come to visit, this is Renee, she's going to entertain you. And my dad always wants to talk about all of the things that happened like 15, 20 years ago. He's still living in those moments, and I'm very much a different person, and I have moved on. So, there are a lot of expectations from those people, and we have to try and manage those. I do really like to reflect after being back in Ireland and at home and seeing how much I've grown as well, though, on that note. And it makes me very grateful to live here in Australia and to have the opportunities that I have, even just in Melbourne, you know.
Perspective, another such motivational quotes.
Yeah, thanks, Claire. But yeah, even just talking about this stuff brings up emotions for me, like, you know, going back to your childhood and like how much I've changed and how much I've grown and how much being away from home has allowed me to do that.
Yeah, and just because you go back home doesn't mean you're going to go back in life, in your present life. It's just a moment in time.
Yeah.
Do you want a hug?
Oh, I can't reach you from across the studio at all. I will get one off you later.
Okay. Mm.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hiya, Claire.
Hello.
So we did mention earlier on about some ways that you can do self-care, and we had mentioned Unicorns Fitness.
Did you
find any more information?
It's in Edinburgh Gardens. Definitely in Edinburgh Gardens, but just get on the antisocials and figure it out if you're interested in going.
We all spend plenty of time on the anti-social medias.
So on Facebook still.
Yes, would highly recommend that. But you are very good at taking care of me, doll, I have to say.
Doll.
Yeah, we do look after each other, and it's important that we do. And if you aren't going home or seeing family over the holidays, by choice or not, what are some options that people might have, Claire?
I know that Queer Space are doing a breakfast on Christmas morning from 9:30 to 12 at Flagstaff Gardens.
Oh, cute.
It's free, but you need to register your attendance on Eventbrite.
Okay, cool. So get on the Googles and find that. Queer Space do some really great work, and it's nice to see there's some stuff going on. I know that a lot of the charities around Melbourne do Christmas lunches as well that you can go along to. I know Sacred Heart Mission does one in St Kilda.
You can even volunteer at those things as well. Like if you and a couple of friends wanted to give back on Christmas Day instead of partying or eating yourself, you can help serve the food.
Yeah.
And public transport's also going to be free on Christmas Day, Renee. I'm not sure if you knew that.
I did not know that. Isn't that fantastic?
So from 3 a.m. Christmas Day to 3 a.m. Boxing Day, it's a Sunday, running on a Sunday timetable. Sunday timetable.
Yes.
Say that three times fast. but yeah, free transport. Thanks, Melbourne.
Thanks, Mel.
Thank you, Dan Andrews.
Thanks, Dandrews.
Dan.
What a guy.
What a dude.
So I know that since I've been living away from home, one of the kind of traditions that we've started is doing our Orphans Christmas. I don't know if it's politically correct to call it that, but that's what we call it. And for a lot of my friends, they're Irish and also queer. It's, you know, chosen family, but also they have extended friendship circles that they then invite into Orphans Christmas as well. And we put the word out there and we sort of see who has nowhere to go for Christmas holidays. And we have a get together at my place, and it's really sweet, and I've made loads of really good friends from it, and I think there are a lot of these kind of situations going on. People are putting on Orphans Christmas events.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And if you do a potluck, you know, everybody brings a plate and brings whatever they may want to drink that day, then you don't put yourself out financially either.
Yeah. Bring a plate.
Yeah.
Bring a bottle.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy. And if you don't have a very big place where you can have people over, you can head down to a local park or the beach.
Yeah. Camping could be fun if you've got enough time to organise somewhere to go.
Yeah. And if you are feeling a bit flush with cash, you can pop onto Airbnb, get a massive big house that everyone can go down into and really live it up.
Fun.
Yeah, I did that for New Year's one year. It was a good time. Yeah. So there's definitely lots of options out there, and especially if spending time with your chosen family is what really makes you happy these holidays, don't feel one bit bad about it. Just do it.
Just do it. And if you don't feel like doing anything over Christmas with anyone, that's completely okay too. Just because it's Christmas Day, air quotes, doesn't mean that you should feel obliged to see anyone or do anything if you don't want to celebrate it.
Yeah, just as long as you're not isolating yourself and feeling very
sad. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, just be careful though, friends, if you're going to be drinking in parks and at the beach and whatnot. It is a really hot time of year. Take plenty of water, drink plenty of water.
Hydration stations, people.
Yes, please. Because it can be quite dangerous to be drinking that amount in the heat.
And I think it goes without saying, don't drive.
Please don't drive.
Just don't do it.
No.
It's not worth it.
No, public transport. It's free, doll.
And thanks to Uber, we can do anything.
Uber pool. It's changed our lives.
Get around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's completely okay, as you said, to not want to do anything festive on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it can feel like a bit too commercial for my liking. You know, this year I'm going to be spending it, as I said, with my chosen family, and it's just going to be my bonus sister and I. We're going to be cooking the food that we want to eat. May not be turkey or ham or whatever. Whatever we feel like eating, we're going to eat that. And we're probably just going to sit on the couch in our pajamas all day. And I'm really looking forward to it, Renee.
Hashtag self-care, doll. You've nailed it.
Yes.
Yeah. And another thing that I just can't really get around, I mean, do what you want, but this whole buying crappy presents for the sake of buying presents, and it's, yeah, if you can't afford it, don't buy presents. Have a conversation with your loved ones and say, do you know what? Let's just agree to not buy each other any presents this year. It is all kind of commercialized bullshit, and, you know, I think it's pointless.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I do hold out for my 5-pack of Bonds undies every year.
Oh, dull.
Like I rely on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you feel like doing a Kris Kringle, sure. But maybe think about buying something secondhand out of an op shop.
Yeah, yeah. And some of my friends, we do a Greedy Santa. So we might have a very small budget of $10, $20. And it's a Greedy Santa, so we steal presents off each other, and
so you
everyone
get something you like.
You get something you like, and you have a bit of fun doing it as well.
Yeah, that sounds fun. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and tonight on the show we've been talking about how to stay happy and healthy over the holiday period. Claire Noon is here with me, and she's been giving us some advice on self-care. And just when we took a break there, we were talking about another nice thing to do in the holiday season.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes before or after I go away for Christmas, I like to buy myself a present, and it will be something, you know, my hair dryer blew up this morning, sparks flying everywhere in the bathroom. I threw it and screamed, ah! I won't buy myself a hair dryer for Christmas because that's something I need, but something I want, I'll buy myself something I want, something to spoil myself. And there are some websites out there, I won't do a plug for the ones that do, where you can get things gift wrapped for free, and I'll write myself a note. Like, dear Claire.
Love you.
Love me.
That's really cute. I love that idea. Yeah, I'm always very kind to myself at Christmas time by accident, but that's usually my excuse. Well, I'm just buying myself some Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Yeah, doll. Plus, you know, it's summer. You're going to need a new summer wardrobe.
Yeah, definitely.
But yes, what are some of the key points we have discussed, Claire, around healthy holidays?
Have you not listened to what I've said?
I've just been too busy looking at your lovely face.
Once around the tank.
Once around the tank, doll. Seriously, goldfish memory.
Some of the key takeaways are self-care, taking a break from work or study, boundaries, management strategies with spending time with your chosen fam or your biological family, and a slight undercurrent of how messed up shame is between the 25th of December and the 1st of January. Low-key shame blowbacks.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's important for us to be aware of that. Like, we don't need to feel ashamed of the expectations that are placed on us. We just need to know what our boundaries are and how to put them in place.
Yeah, you know, try to remember who you are and how far you've come. It's easy to be pulled back into a time where you had no autonomy over your own life, or make comparisons to how other people's functionality and how well they're doing in comparison to your life.
Yeah, and one
it's
of
not
the
real.
Yeah, it's not. And one of the references I made earlier in the show was, you know, when you go back to your childhood home and you're sleeping in this kid's bed in a purple bedroom, it's weird and it doesn't make you feel good, but family is important and it is good to spend time with them as long as it makes you feel good sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So also find other queer orphans, like find other queer people who maybe don't want to spend time with their birth families or whatever, and make your own Christmas family and make your own Christmas parties.
And even if all your friends, you know, you are all going to see your family over Christmas, make sure you, like, you know, you come together and have a bit of a debrief together.
Well, this Christmas, I'm actually taking my first break from doing an orphan's Christmas, and one of my very good friends is bringing me home to his family.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
And I wonder who you might see there, doll.
I think we might be in the same seaside town in northern New South Wales all at the same time. But I think that that's also a really cute thing that you can do, is invite other people mm-hmm. to spend time with your family. And then that kind of changes up the family dynamic a bit as well.
Very true.
And make sure you check in with friends who have gone home for Christmas, Claire.
Yeah. Debrief.
Yeah. Having those conversations can make everything, can reboot you and get you prepared for the next situation you're in with them.
Yeah. And it also, you know, sharing stories helps you realize that you're not alone. Like, you're not the only one that feels uncomfortable sometimes or gets annoyed sometimes.
Everyone's going through the same shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, typically our parents' generations aren't great at communicating feelings, and so we're really good at being open and communicative and saying how we feel, and they're quite different.
And our generation is also really good at putting the highlights on Instagram as well.
So don't
believe the hype.
Don't believe everything you see, because with the good comes the bad always. And it may be a bit of a crappy time, but when you come back to Melbourne, or when you come back to your home, it's summer here, and we get to be super queer at midsummer, and there's a whole That's your reward. There's a whole load of really amazing events coming up as part of midsummer, and I guess it's time for me to do some cheeky plugs as the event coordinator at Thorn Harbour Health. We are having another queer pool party, Claire.
Queer soup.
Queer gazpacho. For any of our listeners who came along at the beginning of the year to the queer pool party that we put on, it was epic. There was something like 600 queers at Paran Pool, sparkly, glittery, floral,
yummy,
just living their best femme queer lives. And it was beautiful. And it's a free event this year.
Right.
It was ticketed last year. This year you can come completely free. The wonderful folk at Stonington Council seen how brilliant the event was and gave us a grant for it.
Wow.
So, it's all very exciting. It's on Sunday, the 27th of January, from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. at Paran Pool again. Even though it's free, you still need to register your ticket on the Midsummer website, or you will have to pay pool entry on the day, and you can't enjoy the free barbecue. So it's worth your while to get on there and register your attendance.
Everybody loves a free snag.
Oh, free snag and or vegan situation. There will be dietaries there, doll. We know our community.
We know that. Gluten-free snag.
Yeah, as much
vegan
as we...
Vegan snag.
We love a sausage. Don't love a sausage.
Yeah.
So, head over to the Midsummer website and make sure you register your attendance at that. As I said, there was about 600 odd people who showed up last year. It was huge. It was fun. It was cute. And it's an alcohol-free event, which, as much as people find that strange in our community, it's also really important for us to have those spaces where we can socialize and it's not centered around alcohol.
Yeah.
Also, the swimming pool don't allow us to have alcohol there for safety reasons, and that's fair enough.
Yeah, it's a bit dangerous.
Yeah, it's a bit dange. And we can have fun without it, doll. Mm.
No alcohol and no running by the pool, please.
Oh, safety, Claire, never takes a holiday. But yeah, we will also have the wonderful, gorgeous Melbourne Surge queer water polo team there, who will be helping to facilitate Bump a Ball with Vic Water Polo, which is a fun activity that anyone can take part in. There'll be a DJ. We've got DJ Brown Diamond.
Ooh.
All the way from Tomboy. She's going to be playing tunes all day as well. So it's all very exciting. Make sure you head to the Midsummer website at midsummer.org.au/program/QUpool19.
Does the pool have a capacity?
It sure does, doll. So please register. Don't miss out. It's been so wonderful having Claire Noon on the show. Thank you, Claire, for coming on. It's been really informative and cute. And let's do it again sometime.
Thanks for breaking my radio virginity, Renee.
Oh, I never would have wanted to take that from you, doll.
It's been nice to share it with you, doll. It's my gift to you.
Thank you. No, you're honestly a natural, and it would be great to have you back on the show sometime. We have been talking about how to stay healthy and happy over the holidays, and from myself and Claire, we would like to wish you all a very happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. just stay safe out there, care for one another, and we will see you at Midsummer Festival.
See you then, dolls.
Take care.
For sexual health, mental health, and your overall well-being, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.